Korach's attack on Moshe Rabbeinu. Because unfortunately, again, the Medrash sees Korach as having a Haman-like quality in that way. Obviously, Lahavdil, Korach was a tzaddik, but a complicated tzaddik. Okay, so let's try to understand what happened. What happened with Korach and his attack on Moshe Rabbeinu, and by extension, his attack on Torah, his attack on Aaron, and try to understand a little bit more about what made Moshe Miuchad. Now, what is this parak doing here? So let's just review for a second. The last parak, we learned that Moshe Rabbeinu was Miuchad as a Navi, and we explained why Moshe Rabbeinu's uniqueness made him fitting to transmit the unique Torah to Klal Yisrael. But we have still in the back of our mind the question from the earlier parakim, which is, Torah wasn't given to the Avos, because the Avos were still too much of individuals, and the Torah is the portion of Klal Yisrael. So we have this very strange duality. On the one hand, the Torah is the Torah of Klal Yisrael. At the same time, there's something about the oneness of Torah that we have to identify an individual to be the emtzei, the middleman, to sort of arrange for the giving of the Torah, and that's Moshe Rabbeinu. But Korach was a staunch defender of the tzibur. And Korach felt, as the pasuk says explicitly, and we'll see in a moment, right, that everyone is holy. So why should there be a Moshe Rabbeinu? So let's see. Let's look into this inyan carefully. Kasher ta'ayin b'davar Korach v'adaso, shayu cholkim al Torah. When we come to study the sugya of Korach v'adaso, who were cholik on Torah, right, that they came to challenge Torah min ha-shamayim, in the sense that they challenged the authority of Moshe Rabbeinu, which was assigned by Hashem. And they were bothered by the notion of Moshe serving as that middleman. Why can't Hashem just give us the Torah directly? And you'll see how Korach makes a very, very valid point. Acher she'Torah hi leklal Yisrael. After all, the Torah is the portion of the Jewish people, belongs to all of us. Ro'ei she'tiyah Torah leklal Yisrael. So therefore, it's fitting the Torah should be given to Klal Yisrael. Lo al yedei adam prati k'mo Moshe. Why single out a single person to say, this is the Yochid who's going to give the Torah. Why can't I get the Torah directly from Hashem? That's one of the beautiful things about Torah, that I can have a personal relationship with Hashem. My relationship with God is not by way of my priest. My relationship with Hashem is directly with Hashem. Vizesh Amar, and this is what Korach tainud against Moshe Rabbeinu, Rav Lachem, you're overstepping, you're usurping power which doesn't belong to you. After all, ki kol ha'eda kulam kedoshim uvesocham Hashem. After all, everyone is holy. You're not any better than anyone else, and there's a deep truth to that. That on a certain level, every Jew is in fact equal in the eyes of Hashem. And therefore, madua tisnasu al kal Hashem. Why do you give yourself power over the rest of Klal Yisrael? Why do you hold yourself to a higher, treat yourself differently? What does that mean? What exactly was Korach saying? So the Medrash explains. The Medrash explains that kol le'ida kulam kedosha means that kulam shamu b'sinai anochi v'lo yelecha. In other words, it was proven at Har Sinai that Hashem can speak to each and every one of us. I ask any Jew, the simplest Jew, what did you hear at Har Sinai? Did you hear God speak? Yes, I heard Hashem say, Anochi Hashem Elokecha. Did you hear anything else? Yes, I heard Hashem say, Lo Yelecha. So if Hashem has established contact with each of us, so Maduot Tisnasu Akal Hashem, what's Torah's Moshe? I don't need a Moshe Rabbeinu to give me the Torah. Anything Hashem wants to tell me, He'll tell me. He spoke to me at Har Sinai. Now bear in mind, we have another Midrashic tradition that what? We have a tradition that Bnei Yisrael came to Moshe and said, we're scared, we're overwhelmed, we want Moshe Rabbeinu to navigate this for us, right? It's also almost explicitly stated in the Pesukim in that sense, that Klal Yisrael were totally overwhelmed. But on a certain level, Korach, representing the Jewish people, says, we don't need a Moshe Rabbeinu. If Hashem wants to talk to us, He'll talk to us. He did it at Har Sinai. So why should any other mitzvah be different than Anochi and Lo Yelecha? Why should the beginning of the Ten Commandments, the Aseret Dibros, be any different than the other 611 mitzvos? Which again, we've learned. We learned the Gemara in Makos, right? Torah Tziva Lanu Moshe. Torah is Gematria 611, the Gemara says. So Torah 611, Tziva Lanu Moshe, we got from Moshe. But Korach says, why? Who asked you to get involved, Moshe Rabbeinu? Hashem gave us the first two. Let Hashem give us the other 611. What do I need a Moshe Rabbeinu for? If Anochi and Lo Yelecha were heard directly mipi agvura from Hashem Himself, am I a rotza Hashem Yisbarach letzavos mitzvos al Yisrael, hayim etzavu li Yisrael ba'atzmo. Period. If Hashem wants to give us more mitzvos, He'll give us more mitzvos. I don't need a middleman. I don't need a broker in the middle. I can talk to Hashem directly, Hashem can talk to me directly. It's a strong taina, and obviously, again, it's a very holy taina, because he's defending the holiness of each and every Jew. So now, what exactly did Korach try to present to Moshe? We know this is famous. The Medrash explains further, Maksiv lemala min ha'inyan. What immediately precedes Parshas Korach? Parshas Shlach. Nu, chaver, what's the end of Parshas Shlach? Tzitzis. Vasu lahem tzitzis. So what was Korach's famous taina against Moshe Rabbeinu? His famous question for Moshe. Amar le Korach la Moshe Rabbeinu alav ha-shalom. Talis shekula tcheles. Mao shetei peturam in a tzitzis. If you have a tchales that is entirely made of tcheles. So, nu, does it make sense to attach fringes? After all, the whole point of the beged is to get to that tcheles, as Korach will explain. So if the whole garment is tcheles, do I need a single string to stand apart? Amar le, Moshe replied, yes, chayev es betzitzis. I don't care if the whole garment's made out of tcheles. Nonetheless, you're chayev in tzitzis. Amar le, Korach, that's absurd. Hatalis eino poteres atzma va'arba chutin potros asa. A garment full of tcheles can't take care of itself. But what, four little strings on each of the corners are going to take care of it? That makes sense to Moshe Rabbeinu. Furthermore, another complaint of Korach, another question of Korach. Again, famous. Bayis mali svarim. If you have a house that is filled with svarim, ma'o shei pater min mezuzah. What would you say, Moshe Rabbeinu? Should such a house require a mezuzah? Should such a room require a mezuzah at the doorway? Amar le chayev. Moshe Rabbeinu said, yes, it is chayev in mezuzah. Amar le. Kol haTorah yesh bo reish ayin hei parshios. The entire Torah has 275 sections. Some Gersaos say 175. It's a question exactly how many parshios in the Torah. But whatever it is, 270, not whatever we should know. But 275, 175, different ways to calculate it. But the whole Torah is made up of many, many parshios. So you're telling me that what? A room that has a Sefer Torah or many Svarim, that has many parshios, is eno potros as a bias. That's not going to cover the house, to protect the house, whatever mezuzah is doing. But the what? But the bays parshios shema mezuzah, potros habayis. But that little mezuzah on the doorway with shema, and vahafta, and vahaya, those two parshios, right? The shema and vahayim shemoa, that's going to protect the house? That's going to exempt the room? But all the other svarim in the room don't help? Amar lo, so Moshe replied, al elu dvarim lo nitztavisa, ela milibcha ata boda. Well, this is part of Korach. I think this is Korach still speaking, right? Korach is saying, Moshe Rabbeinu, you're making this stuff up. You're not commanded in this stuff. Your svaras don't make sense. Right? You're making it, right? Bodu milibam means you're making up lies. You're making up your own version of things. Right? Korach is saying svaras that make a lot of sense. Al pi, you know, chachmas ha'adam makes a lot of sense. But Moshe Rabbeinu understands that there's a chachmas ha'Torah that transcends. And let's respond to Korach. What was Korach asking? What's this inyan of Kulo Tcheles, a room full of Svarim? Essentially, we understand what Korach is asking. Going back to the opening paragraph. Korach's problem is, Moshe, it's very nice that you think that you're set apart, but you're not. Why should you be set apart? We're all holy. So Korach is sort of representing that world of Kulo Tcheles, right? Every Jew is Tcheles. Why do you need a string to be set apart for Tcheles? The Klal Yisrael is entirely a house full of Svarim. Why do you need a mezuzah, a miyuchad? Why do you need a designated mezuzah on the doorway? Uma baha kasuv lomar. What the kasuv, he means the medrash. What the medrash is coming to explain to us here. Im yatsu kofrim mi parsha sitzis mi parsha acheres. Says the Maharal, I don't understand. What's the medrash's point? Why do I care if Korach brings his proof from tzitzis or from something else? What exactly is Korach's point? Maharal is just setting us up to analyze the medrash. Va'od im mismichas a parsha lamadnu. Shaya kofer b'parsha sitzis, minolan shaya kofer b'mezuzah v'heichan matzinuza. The second question is very interesting. Maharal says, how did the Medrash begin? The Medrash said, why is Parshas Korach right after Parshas Sitzis? So the Medrash says, oh, it must be that Korach had an inyan with Sitzis. So the Medrash tells us, what was the inyan with Sitzis? If you have a garment that's kula t'cheles, why should it be chayv in Sitzis? But then it gives a second story with this whole mezuzah thing. Mezuzah's not over there. So where did the Medrash get this mezuzah idea from? If you're telling me the smichas haparshios, that the placement of the parsha tzitzis next to Korach is to teach us something, fine, good. But where did you get this mezuzah idea? Heichan Matsinuza, where do you see in the Psukim that Korach had this inyan with a mezuzah? So explains the Maharal. Da kikol kavanas Korach lahaflig ulahachzik hakosha. Everything that Korach is asking is again to solidify this, the main question of Korach, which is what? Ki acher shahashem yisbarachim yisrael. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the God of the entire Jewish people, im hayerotza Hashem yisbarach laseis haTorah, if Hashem wants to give the Torah, roi shetinasin below emtzei. Why should Hashem give the Torah with a middleman? If Hashem wants to give the Torah, Hashem is the God of the Jewish people. Hashem is not the God of Moshe Rabbeinu. So if Hashem is the God of every single Jew, so why would Hashem give the Torah through an emtzei, through some type of middleman? You can't tell me the Jews are not worthy of hearing the Dvar Hashem, because we did hear the Dvar Hashem. We heard Hashem speak. Right, so I don't need a Moshe Rabbeinu. I don't need a thank you very much, Moshe Rabbeinu. You're a nice guy. I want to get it straight from God Himself. I don't want there to be any confusion. I don't want it to get lost in translation. Hashem wants to say, He'll say to me. That's Korach's main question. If Hashem has the ability to speak to all of Klal Yisrael, it must be that we're worthy of receiving the Dvar Hashem. So what do you need a Moshe Rabbeinu for? That's Korach's question. And Korach intended to trap Moshe with his mistake, with his mistaken line of reasoning, to ask him l'sholoso, to ask him the following question. A garment that's entirely made out of tcheles, is a chayev, is a potter from tzitzis. What did he think Moshe would say? V'savar haya, ki bavada yashiv Moshe, shi patura. He thought for sure Moshe is going to say that it's potter. Now why? Why did Korach think that Moshe was going to say that it's potter? And that would play into Korach's point. Exactly. So just like the whole garment is holy, so I don't need a separate string. So too, the whole people are holy. I don't need a separate Moshe Rabbeinu. So what was Korach's svar? Why did he think Moshe was going to say yes? If it's kula tcheles, that makes sense. V'savar ki hayav bavada, he thought for sure Moshe was going to respond petura. Why? Kevin shekula tcheles. If it's entirely made out of tcheles, seemingly the svar makes sense. It shouldn't require a separate string. Shekach hayasvar as Korach. Let's think about it. What is tcheles? What's it all about? The Gemara in Menachos tells us. Gemara in Sota tells us as well. Ki a mitzvah. Right? The mitzvah of tcheles is, as explained in the Gemara, mipnei shehatcheles doma lekiseh hakavod. Right? The Gemara makes the following connection. It says, tcheles doma leyam. The tcheles is like the blue of the ocean, and the ocean reflects the sky, and the sky gets me to think about a world beyond this world, and the sky is doma lekiseh hakavod. Right? So from my blue string of my tzitzis, tcheles doma leyam, yam doma lerakia, Rekia doma lekisei hakavod, I find my way straight up to Hashem. That's the point of tcheles. Tcheles is to bring me to kisei hakavod. Val yedei shiyiras tcheles. So if I see a garment that's kulo tcheles, if I see a garment that's entirely made of tcheles, yizkor v'yaseh kol mitzvos Hashem. So that'll bring me to an awareness of a creator, and it'll bring me to keeping all the mitzvos of Hashem. Ki re'iyas tcheles shu doma lekisei hakavod, maybe lidei maisa. When I see the throne of Hashem, when I'm contemplating the throne of Hashem, it brings me to act, right? When I'm in the presence of the king, Shivisi Hashem Lenegdi Tamed, I want to serve the king. Shayidei Amaisim Akabalav Gzeres HaMelech Shagazer Alav. Makes a lot of sense. I'm aware of the king, I accept his decrees, and I do. Lachein Atcheles Hudoma Lekisei, Ki Akisei Hu Etzem HaMalchus. Right? The Atcheles connects me up to the Kisei HaKavod. Which, of course, the throne is the thing that sets the king apart. Kamosha Amar, like it says, right, describing Lahavdil, the throne of Paro, when he says to Yosef, right, only the throne, and only by way of the throne will I be greater than you. In other words, the throne is the king's place. So if I have Tcheles, and it connects me to the king, what more do I need? Why do I need a Moshe Rabbeinu? V'davar zeh, and this inyan of the throne, says the Maharal, is misode ha-Torah, ve'in kan makom zeh. I don't want to go into it now. He says if you look in the Ramban and Parsha Shlach, maybe you'll see at the end over there some secrets of Tcheles and what exactly it's meant to do. But on a simple level, the Gemara is telling us Tcheles is a reminder of the throne of Hashem, which reminds us to want to serve the king, Malchus, be makabel his gzeros, and to be a good Jew. Okay. Fine. Vayasover. So therefore, Korach was of the opinion. Korach thought, Kevan sha talis kula tcheles lamalochut. If I have a garment that's kula tcheles, is there any better way to remind myself of the full throne of Hashem? Va'ozia meshav lo Korach. And Moshe, he was going to say, you're right. A talis that's kula tcheles doesn't need tzitzis. So then Korach was going to say, good. And a klal Yisrael that's kula holy doesn't need Moshe Rabbeinu. What do you need a Kohen? What do you need someone who's set apart? What do you need this Kohen to be mechaper on Klal Yisrael? Why do you need one Kohen set apart? What do you need a Melech in the form of Moshe Rabbeinu who has a quasi-Melech status? What do you need an Aaron, a Kohen for? What do you need any of that for? If the garment is kula holy, so what do you need? What do you need a separate string? But paraphrasing the pasuk, charvo ba b'libo, it's a pasuk in Tehillim Lamed Zayin, right? Korach, so to speak, wanting to trip up Moshe, ended up stabbing himself in the heart. In other words, he fell into his own trap. How so? Ki adraba, zeraya gamkein sham, ein hadin kach. Right? Korach made the mistake that no, this itself is the raya. Why? Because the din is not like you, Korach. Moshe paskin not like Korach, right? Ki gam sham ain't a din kach. That's not the din. No, even if it's kula tchilas, you do need a separate string. Now, okay, so you're saying Moshe's response is no. You need even when the Klai Yisrael is entirely holy, you need a Kohen Gadol. You need a Moshe Rabbeinu. But what's his response? How does he, Moshe, respond to that from Kisei HaKavod? Because Kisei HaKavod is exactly that point. Kitzarach she'adoma le'kisei HaKavod. What is the nature of Kisei HaKavod? The Kisei HaKavod, hu miyucha, that's the whole point. I follow this string. Tcheles doma le'yam. Yam doma le'rakia. Rakia doma le'kisei HaKavod. What is Kisei HaKavod? He just told us the pasuk in Bereishis Mem Aleph. Even Paro understands. The Kisei is the thing that sets someone apart. The throne is only for the king. So it's true that I, as a servant of the king, I look at my tcheles and I find my way to Hashem. And yes, I'm connected to Hashem, but the kisei is still set apart. And therefore the tcheles, which is reflecting, which is bringing me to the throne, also has to be something which is set apart. It can't just be part of the regular group. Lekach tzarech chut miyuchad she'ein min atalis. Just like the throne is set apart, even though our connection to Hashem is an absolute connection, but Hashem is greater than us, is set apart from us, So to the tcheles, even if the garment is kulo tcheles, you still need a miyuchad string of talis, a miyuchad string of tcheles. Rak nivdo la'atzvo, needs to be set apart. V'kasher ha'talis kulo tcheles, ein dimyon ha'tcheles hazel, kisei ha'kavod, shu miyuchad. And if you're going to say that what? That the message is equally achieved by a garment that's entirely tcheles, no, it's not. Because just as the throne is unique, you need a strand which is unique. And therefore you need a separate string that is not from the garment, not from the beged. The same thing is true for Klal Yisrael. It's true, Korach, you're right. The entire people are holy. You're right. In that sense, you're right. They are entirely holy. Just like the garment that's kula tcheles, you're right. It's going to get you thinking about kisei hakavod. But you need something to remind you that there's something above you. That there's something that's set apart. That's an important message. And we need to reflect it down below so that we can reflect it on high. So therefore, yes, a Klal Yisrael, even though we're Kulam Kedoshim, Tzrichim El Kohen Miyuchad Nivdal Mehem. You still need a Kohen Gadli. You need someone who's set apart from the pack. Loshu Kol Kohanim. Not that everyone should be a Kohen. Kitzach She'akan Kohen Miyuchad. You need someone set apart. A Miyuchadik HaKohen. V'zeu She'heshev Lehem Moshe. This is what Moshe responded. Zos Asu. This you shall do, kechu lachem machtos. Moshe Rabbeinu says, come, everyone's going to bring an offering, and let's see how it goes. Everyone take your fire pan, and let's see what happens. As the Medrash says, Amar la Moshe, hagayim nemusim harbe, ukohanim harbe, yesh lahem. By the nations of the world, they have many traditions, many religions, many practices, and they have many priests, right? But that's not us. V'kula miskavsim abayis echad. Va'anu ein lanu ela Hashem echad, Torah achas, Kohen gadol echad. We are the people of one. We don't do multiplicity. We don't do many priests. We don't do many, many religions. One God, one Torah, one Kohen Gadol. So now you come, what? Va'atem, Masayim v'chamishim avakshim kahuna gedola. You want to have 250 high priests? What are you talking about? Afani rotze b'kach. Right, I would also, I get it, Moshe says. Lakach nemer ata v'chol adasa. So come and see. See what Hashem wants. And you'll see with your own eyes that Hashem has selected, that Hashem has absolutely selected Aaron. Okay? I guess we should pause here for tonight. Yeah, it's 9:22. Let's stop here for tonight. Mirat Hashem will continue next time, we'll continue Tuesday night, explaining a little bit more about the selection of Aaron, how Aaron is actually triply selected. Selected to be part of Klal Yisrael, selected to be from Sheva Levi, selected to be Kohen Gadol. And we'll talk about that triple selection. And just like we learned at the end of the last parak, what the name Moshe, Mem Shin Hei, actually represents, the Maharal, again, in a very creative and brilliant way, will darshan the name Aaron and explain what Aleph Hei Resh Nun means and how it reflects this inner essence of Aaron Kohen Gadol and why we need a Kohen Gadol. Okay, but Korach, again, it's a holy taina. He wants us to think that if Hashem could say Anochi and Lo Yil Lechot to everyone, why can't He say the rest? Why can't He say the rest to us? And the answer is, on a certain level, He could. Ein Achanami. But there's something very important about recognizing that there's someone who's Nivdal. By recognizing that Havdalah, recognizing something that's set apart, that'll remind you that as much as we're so close to Hashem, Hashem is always beyond us and above us. Moshe's above us. Aaron's above us. We need that constant reminder that there are individuals who are separated from the group, and that's, again, that's not because Hashem loves them more than anyone else, but in terms of Avoda, it's important that just like the Torah is Miyuchad and Hashem is Miyuchad, there will be leaders amongst Klal Yisrael who are Miyuchad as well. Okay, we'll stop here for tonight. Questions, comments?